Point of View with Phimelo Modine on Kaya 959, on the street, on the air.
Kicking off the show today is looking at what's been happening around. So our reporter went out today to Alexandra. I'm sure many of you may have heard of the story. City Power went out to cut off illegal connections there. And unfortunately, things didn't go as planned. Nyakallo Tefo is on the line with us, who is our Kaya reporter. Good afternoon. Good evening, Nyakallo, and welcome to the show.
Good evening, Pamela. How are you?
Well, I mean, I think I'm much better than the residents of Alex. You went out to Alex today. What happened?
Yeah. So we did embark on a illegal connection cutoff this morning with City Power. And when we got there, they did successfully cut off power at River Park and in London Road. Unfortunately, the residents didn't respond so well to this. So they started throwing rocks. So there were gunshots. There were rocks being thrown. Residents were saying that City Power had promised not to cut off electricity. I think almost 3 weeks ago, they had a meeting with residents. They said that they did promise not to cut it off, but they were complaining about their businesses, that they won't be able to operate their businesses. So the police did move us from there because it was getting a bit unsafe. We went to London Road as well, and we just discovered so many illegal connections hanging from trees as well, put into sewage pipes where there's water. It was just a mess, and they managed to cut that off as well. However, residents did also fight that. They ended up closing the London Road from both ends. So from the top to the bottom with burning tires. So that was the case today. But City Power did manage to cut off electricity successfully.
I mean, you say that they have been engaging with City Power and that they had been told that the connections will not be cut off. What exactly is the problem? Because the residents are saying, no, we are waiting for you to legally connect us.
So in Alexandra, there are so many hotspots of illegal connections, and it's caused frequent outages in the township. It's also costing the municipality a lot of money because they're not paying. So what they're saying is that they're willing to pay for electricity. They just want to be connected. But City Power, and they're saying they're on a list. I just don't know what the list is called. Apparently, they gave them a list where they'll be able to put in electricity for them, but it keeps growing, this thing of illegal connections. So that has been the issue. City Power did say that in River Park alone, they've spent 2.5 million rand to replace a burnt mini substation and pole-mounted transformers in the past 6 months alone. So it is just a constant battle between residents and City Power.
Just help us paint the picture, Nyakallo, for those who don't know the area you're speaking of. Mm-hmm. Is this an area that anyway is properly connected, or is this a section of Alex that doesn't have proper connectivity in the first place?
Yeah, it doesn't have proper connectivity. So what they've done is they've taken, so on London Road, there's one side of Alex, and it's all Alex, rather, let me just say that. And then River Park is on the other end of Alexandra Mall. So what they've done is taken electricity from the other side of the road into those sides, into River Park, into London Road. So on London Road, it's an informal settlement where people have just decided to build their homes there. And then they've connected electricity from the other side of the road. So what the connections do is they connect from just on top of the streetlight pole. So they hang all the way through into their home.
And so when the residents were confronting City Power, they're saying they've been in talks with City Power. What was City Power's response? I believe he was saying that, you know, yes, we will be back to connect you properly. What was their official statement?
So when they were speaking to Isaac, he said that the day when he went to speak to them, he was saying, for that day, they will not cut electricity. And we did watch a video where he was speaking. I think there was a bit of a miscommunication between residents and City Power, because he said to them, for this day, we're not going to cut electricity. However, we are going to come back. So we need to disconnect illegal connectivity in order to replace and have you guys have legal electricity from them. So I think there is a bit of miscommunication between City Power and the people. So that's the case between City Power and the people of Alexandra.
So, Nyakalo, I mean, one of the things that we know, and I'm going to open the lines here now, because I believe that is what happens when you live in those areas where there is illegal connectivity. They come today and overnight somebody else would have connected it. And one wonders, who are those people? My sense is that people who connect are people who know, right? So who know how the system works. So could it be that some of the people that work at City Power are the ones who are doing this job underground? Is that what is really happening? And I'll open the lines because I get the sense that's what's happening. For those of you who are at home and you know this kind of modus operandi, isn't that the case? Isn't that the people that come and connect you back on are the people who actually work at City Power?
Could possibly be.
What's the other scenario? Because what do the cables look like, Nyakalo?
So the cables, they look very...
Do they look professional?
I won't lie to you.
Yeah.
They seem very professional.
Yeah, yeah.
It seems like somebody who knows exactly what they are doing.
Yep.
Even the way that they are connected on the... So what I was asking the City Power guys who were disconnecting, he said, you know what they do? They put it in the water. They've managed to find a way to cover the cable and put it in sewage water. So when somebody comes, they won't think of putting their hands in there to pull it out. So it's definitely somebody professional, Pamela. Who thinks of putting an electrical cable in water?
Well, I mean, also the actual infrastructure, the actual cables themselves, if they are professional cables, where do they get these cables from? One has to ask those questions.
Definitely.
And, I mean, does the city take responsibility that maybe part of the problem is from internal?
We didn't have that kind of conversation and they didn't answer that. I mean, it was a bit chaotic. We tried to get to speak to City Power during that time, but it was very chaotic at that time to even have a conversation with them.
Unfortunately, Nyakalo, we heard that there is word of somebody who was shot because the protest escalated. What do you know about that?
So City Power did issue a statement regarding this, saying that the fatal shooting that was reported in River Park after the operation, they were informed that there were protests after the cutoff when we left. So we were escorted by the cops after that. And it was from the residents who were burning tires along London Road between 13th Avenue and Alexandra. So the thing that is reported that there was a confrontation that started between the mall security and some of the protesters who wanted to force their way into the mall. And then a protester was shot and reported to have died in hospital. So they did confirm that the incident only happened long after City Power and its contractors left the area. And that's why we didn't have the information at hand. It was just other journalists just letting us know, those that didn't leave, because the rest of us had left the area. So it happened way after we had left.
You say you had to be escorted out. Does that mean that as journalists, you know, that the residents felt that you were not really welcome?
Yeah, they were quite hostile too. So they did speak to us, but they ended up just saying, we don't want to talk to journalists. They were just not interested in us. So as we were on London Road, they kept coming a bit closer with their burning tires. So the cops were just like, you know what, you won't be able to leave. Let's make sure you leave through Alex and we'll show you how to leave. So that's how we were escorted out of the area. Because they did feel it was a bit unsafe for us, because some of us were traveling in marked cars, so we didn't want to experience anything that was bad.
Nyakalotefa, thank you so much for that. Nyakalotefa was out in Alex today on the back of City Power, cutting off illegal connections. Unfortunately, led to some riots and one fatality in Alex there. So thank you so much for taking care of that story for us. 086-00-00-959. Percy is in Omonde. I was asking about those illegal connections. Percy, good evening.
Good evening, Sisemi.
So you think, go ahead.
Yes, my view, you know, with all these things, I know that, you know, we've got a challenge with regards to overgrowing population around the city of Joburg.
Mm.
But one other issue is the syndicacy around the contractors, you know, that are employed by electrical institutions.
Mm.
Because they are the ones, when people are switched off, they are the ones who go,
yep,
you know, and do those illegal transactions to the people and connect illegally.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it's not possible that an ordinary person can suddenly connect with the kind of wires that they have. Somebody who knows what they're doing is doing this.
You need an electrical engineer of some sort.
Yeah.
So those are the challenges. But also, our communities must, you know, I think City Power or Eskom has to run a campaign wherein, you know, people are informed about their irresponsible behavior when they connect legally, or they over, you know, because we hire a lot of people.
Mm.
There are a lot of buildings that are mushrooming within the townships, and they do not rezone their properties to commercial or business, and they're left to be a residential.
Mm.
Yet the person has built a student lab in his yard.
Mm. Mm.
So it's an overload on the system itself.
Mm. Mm. Very good point, Percy. Thank you so much for that, Percy, calling us from Omonde. And tell me your experience, 086-00-00-959. Some of you have said, you know, you're sick and tired. I know in Soweto, people are saying, well, we are sick and tired. We are paying and other people are connecting illegally, meaning that we have to then pay for those people, or better, or worse even. We get disconnected because the system, as Percy says, is overloaded. I'll take more of your calls on 086-00-00-959.
Point of View with Pimelo Mudine on Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.